This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers in Colorado went on strike this morning. The group includes 3,000 nurses, lab techs, and call center staffers. Stephanie Felix-Suey is the union's president. She says workers are upset over wages and low staffing levels.
We do plan on being at every facility across Colorado, so that'll include Pueblo all the way up to Fort Collins and Greeley and everywhere in between.
Kaiser says clinics will remain open with doctors and contract staff, but some appointments may be delayed. The strike is scheduled to last 3 days. The state's releasing historical details about a campaign to erase indigenous cultures at federally funded schools. CPR's Rachel Estabrook says one institution was near Durango.
The land later became the original site of Fort Lewis College. Today, the college is a leader in serving indigenous students. Fort Lewis College's Vice President for Diversity Affairs, Heather Schotten, says the state's investigation helps them on the path to healing and reconciliation.
This is long overdue, but it's always the right time to begin healing. We have the opportunity to shape and reshape what an institution of higher education can do, how it can be responsible to Indigenous students.
Governor Jared Polis visited the century-old boarding school site this week and met with tribal leaders. Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
A man has been arrested for allegedly killing three bears near Salida. The bodies of a female adult bear and two cubs were found by Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers after an anonymous tip and social media posts that led to a poaching investigation and the search of a home in Howard. 52-year-old Paul Stromberg was later arrested and charged with illegal destruction of wildlife and other charges. Federal officials are conducting a test of the nationwide emergency alert system today. It means your phone will sound and vibrate with an alert around 12:20 this afternoon. This is CPR News. Stick with us. It's 7:06.